And now we move on to something a little closer to home. We're talking about keeping a healthy weight, learning new ways to exercise, and yes, making sure that you have a good sex life. According to the editors of Essence magazine, those are all part of the big picture for health and wholeness. They published The Black Woman's Guide to Healthy Living, and we've got Linnea Floyd, the senior editor of Health and Relationships for Essence. She's here to talk about how we can keep ourselves healthy in 2009 and beyond. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on the show.
So it's a very beautiful book, and a lot of people I know who look at it say, okay, the recipe section looks great. But you have a whole bunch of different aspects to health and wellness.
Yes.
Why did you decide to go ahead and put this book together?
Well, there were a couple of reasons. First of all, looking at the timing, you know, there's a spike in motivation in January. That tends to be the season where people start thinking about shaping up, breaking bad habits, turning their life around, and a lot of that is very health-oriented. So the motivation is there. We wanted to provide the manual for readers so that they would be able to make those dreams an actual reality. Another thing that we were thinking about is the healthcare system. There's a lot of people, 1 in 3 black women do not have health insurance. You were also looking at an economy where people are losing their jobs, and prevention is so huge. Whenever I speak with experts, they'll tell us the information that we need in order to get our readers healthy, you know, if they have certain disease states, but they really want to drive home prevention. They really want to make sure that you don't get these disease states. It's much easier to avoid them than it is to deal with them. And then, thirdly, I would add in there that this is a very unique book. We're specifically targeting African-American women, speaking to them about specific health concerns that disproportionately affect them. So if you want to be a happier, healthier woman this year, this is the book. This is the A to Z guide for you.
You've got a journal section where people can write down the food log, exercise, all that. You know, do people really do that? Are people really consistent about this? And what do you think is the difference between people who might actually fill it out and people who don't?
I'm so glad that you asked me about that, because the journal section is actually one of my favorite parts of the book. Yes, people actually do it, and research shows that you're more successful in your weight loss goals or your fitness goals when you do that. One of the chief reasons for that is that you are able to see your progress, so it's motivational. Another reason is you can actually see where you need to make improvements. So our health journal has spaces where you can write down what you had for breakfast, lunch, dinner, what you had for snacks. A lot of people will, quote unquote, forget that they had, that candy bar when they were on their way home, or they grabbed 2 handfuls of M&Ms when they were in their coworker's office or something like that. But when you have to write that down in a journal, there's no forgetting. And there's actually a conscious effort that you have to make to think, okay, am I going to do this? And is it worth the calories? Or am I going to pass up on that? Or will I have something else that's healthier in its stead? And I also want to point out that the journal is actually really comprehensive. It's not just, what cardio am I doing, what strength training am I doing, what food am I eating, but we have spaces in there where you can talk about how much sleep did you get last night, how stressed out were you today, and other elements like that that really do factor into your weight loss and your fitness success.
Essence is, of course, known as the premier magazine for black women. And so what have you learned by listening to your readers?
Weight loss is a big concern for them, and there is a significant portion of this book devoted to that, because we wanted to be able to tackle those concerns. Nearly 80% of African American women are overweight, and we do get letters coming in from readers asking us, how can I slim down? What do I need to do? What are the best workouts for me? So we've definitely listened to them, not only by putting out this book, but we've also beefed up our health section within the magazine. We have a healthy living section in the magazine. It's a back of book section, and there are multiple pages devoted to all around healthy living, and that was a response to the popularity of the health content in the book. So we've definitely tried to tailor what our readers are interested in to the content in both the book and in the magazine.
Overall, what advice would you give to someone, a lot of times we talk about people who are struggling with fitness, but I want to sort of turn that around. What about someone who feels like they're doing well, but they're kind of in a rut?
Yes, that happens so often. And the advice there is that you really need to change up your routine. Sometimes that involves bringing somebody outside in to evaluate you. So just have a one-off session with a personal trainer. Let them know what you've been doing and get suggestions for them on what you can do differently. If you want to go it on your own, maybe you buddy up with a friend and try a class that you've never tried before, like Pilates or spinning or something like that, that will kind of jumpstart not only your metabolism in kind of a different way, but it'll also challenge your body in new ways. So you will find that if you did hit that rut and you weren't losing weight anymore or you were getting bored, this will wake up your body and get you interested again. It'll challenge your body and it'll be more fun again.
And just quickly, if you don't either want to or have money to pay for a gym membership, what should you look for?
I think that there are lots of things that people can do at home that are very cost effective. We have workouts within the book itself, so you can definitely follow those if you pick up the book. One of my favorite ones is called, it's an arm workout, and I think that's one of the fastest ways to kind of tone up so that people can actually see it. So definitely the book, and then workout DVDs. I think that there are less expensive gym options that people can look into through their city park department, or even standalone gyms that aren't part of a chain. Neighborhood gyms tend to be a little bit cheaper. And right. There's so many resources online. I mean, go online and download a workout video that you think that you'll like.
Well, Linnea, great to talk to you. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Linnea Floyd is senior editor of Health and Relationships at Essence Magazine and spoke to us from NPR Studios in New York.